When we start, let yeah. people learn to.
Yeah, 8:30 is 8:30.
Bechavod.
Bechavod. Just, let me call it America, off the record. As far as the world is going through now, first, the information is that next Tuesday, September 20th, the Arabs are planning a march. 3 million Arabs planning to march to Israel. So again, the question is what Israel can do about it. But the Rambam, the Yer, says in Parashat Balak, on the Pasuk, Vetzi miyad kitim. I don't know if you realize, we know Israel sheep called Zim, Zimline. Zimline, of course, in Hebrew, is called Tzim. The word Tzim you find in the Torah of Mamet, I think. Vetzi miyad kitim. Balak, when he called Bilam, and Bilam tried to kill some Israel, Bilam couldn't. And before Bilam leaves, he tells Balak, I want to tell you what's going to happen. Tarach kochav mi Yaakov, Mashiach is going to come. And the Mashiach will come, Vetzi miyad kitim. Sheep will come to Israel. So I will tell Ben Uziel from Constantine. This is Turkey. It says clearly before Mashiach will come, sheep will have to come from Turkey to attack Eretz Israel. It says in Tom and Israel, Parashat Balak on the Pasuk, Vetzi miyad kitim. So, hopefully Mashiach is going to come. Bring it there. If I have a seat on the plane, I'm going on Sunday to Israel for one day. But if they're planning on Tuesday, something, so I might stay a little bit.
So where are they going to march from?
They're going to march from Syria, going to march from Egypt, march from Lebanon.
Syria?
Yeah, 3 million people are going to march.
They're going to march to where?
They want to go to Yerushalayim. With your permission, one of course, the only mitzvah that we have in Rosh Hashanah is mitzvah shofar. Again, how important this mitzvah is, that the Gemara says that if Chas v'Shalom is a place that don't blow the shofar, Chas v'Shalom, that place will not get what it's supposed to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You see, you don't have it in any other mitzvah like a threat. But the Gemara says something doesn't say in the Torah. The Torah only says it's called Yom Tuah Yelachem. It's going to be a day of the sound of the shofar. Doesn't even say the word shofar. But comes the Gemara and says, that's how important it is. A day before Rosh Hashanah, this is our custom, to do atarat nedarim, afarat nedarim. Means if somebody during the year made a neder, they didn't keep it. So before Rosh Hashanah, we have a minhag in front of three people. We ask them to undo all the promises that we did, maybe a swear somebody did. And also we give a statement that from now on, really, whatever we'll do, whatever we're going to take upon ourselves is cancelled. It means during the year, if a person said, I'm going to do something, according to the statement that he did the day before Rosh Hashanah, doesn't mean anything. It means like this, if somebody said, from now on, every time I swear is nothing, he can continue swearing all his life, he doesn't get a sin, he doesn't have to fulfill his swear. That's actually what we do Erev Rosh Hashanah. Besides that we cancel what we did the previous year, we give a statement for the following year. The following year, we don't have to do it anymore. The reason we do it, because in case the person, while he's doing the promise, the neder, or the swear, or the shvua, he said, never mind that I gave that statement before Shoshana, never mind, I'm accepting on myself, at that particular situation, the neder, the promise, is valid. The shvua, the swear is valid. Other than that, we don't have to do it every year. Also, you can do it once in a lifetime. You can stand up once in a lifetime and say, listen, from now on I'm telling you, for the rest of my life, never ever any shvua, any swear, or any neder, any promise, never should be any validation to that statement, I'm cancelling it. That's actually what we do at Rosh Hashanah. Now, neder and shvua is something very important thing. Comes the Gemara and says, don't underestimate it. The Gemara says, Rachel Imenu died because Yaakov made a neder. He promised, Vayda Yaakov neder l'mor, and Yaakov left his house on the way to Lavan's house. He promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu that that monument, the place he slept in Yerushalayim, is going to make it as a big monument in the future. It's going to be eventually Bet HaMikdash. And he did not come right away. He delayed his promise. Says the Gemara, because he delayed his promise, Rachel Imenu died, even though Rachel Imenu died also because of other reasons. But comes the Gemara and says, neder, a promise, a shvua, a swear, is something very dangerous. Shlomo HaMelech says in Sefer Kohelet, the Torah emphasized, Shlomo HaMelech says, Toba shelo tidor mishitidor velo tishalem, better off, don't promise nothing. Because if chas v'shalom, if you promise, and you don't keep the promise, it's worse than that. Look, Rachel Imenu died because of that. Continues the Gemara and says, Dina was kidnapped by Shechem and Hamor and Achshimo because Yaakov delayed his promise. You see how important it is to keep the promise. And they decided, no, Erev Rosh Hashanah, we're going to break it. So we're going to ask three people, please, cancel all my swears, all my promises, and also I'm going to give a statement. If it's so important, really, we should do it daily. I know people do it every week. Every Friday, the Kotel, go to the Kotel, there are some minyanim at the Kotel, at least one minyan that I know. They used to do it, I don't know if they do it up to date, but they used to do it every Friday, cancel all the nidarim before Mincha. They come before Mincha, they cancel everything. It's important not to have a neder, so there's no neder. But our minhag, of course, is once a year, and the question is why it's once a year. Also, the question is why it's the day before Rosh Hashanah. And the next question is that Yom Kippur also starts with that kind of statement that has to do with the subject of Nedarim. There isn't really the explanation. Kol Nidre Ve'esare. That says actually the tefillah that we have opening Yom Kippur is Kol Nidre. It says all the Nedarim, all the promises, Ushvuatana, Lo Shavuot. It says if we swore something, again, we did it before Rosh Hashanah. It's not necessary to do it again. It's only 9 days past since we did it. 8, 10 days past since we did it. But again, you do it. And what's so important about it that to say this again in the opening of Yom Kippur? You see, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur both, they run around this concept of breaking the promises or canceling the promises in the Darim and the Shavuot. In the Torah itself, you see the concept and the subject of a swear is a very important thing. First time, it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, but it says in the Navi, Hashem ki nishbati al mei Noah. I don't remember exactly what Navi Yeshayahu says. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore to Noah he's not going to bring a Mabul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to swear. His word, Baruch Hashem, is guaranteed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have to swear. Nevertheless, the Navi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore he's not going to bring a Mabul. Little tsunami, yes. A little hurricane, yes. Tornado, yes. Can wash countries, yes. In time of Dor and Osh, it's before Noah, of course, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu washed one third of the universe. That's why we have the oceans dividing the continents. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never had this in mind. that we have to fly to Eretz Israel from America. All these things happened during Noach, the third generation after creation. Started to worship Avodah Zarah, and then the ocean came and washed the land and stayed like this. That's why we need boats. We didn't need boats originally. When the Damashon was created, dry land was one piece. Eventually, after three generations, Adam Hashem's grandson, then all of a sudden the ocean washed the dry land and stayed like this. That's why we need now boats or airplanes to cross the ocean. But came Noah, and then was a complete disaster. Who washed the whole universe, and who swore to Noah that he's not going to do it again. The question is, what after Hashem has to swear? This is in Parashat Noach. In Parashat Vayera, after Akedat Yitzchak, an angel comes to Abraham Avinu and says, in the name of Hashem, B'nishbat Yidum Hashem, I swear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, or he tells an angel to say in his name, I swear to you, because you did Akedat Yitzchak, Baruch HaBaruchah, I'm going to bless you. What do you need to swear for? Hashem has to swear. In Parashat Chayei Sarah, Abraham Avinu calls up Eliezer and tells Eliezer, go find a shidduch for Yitzchak Avinu, and he asks Eliezer, please swear to me. So again, if you don't trust somebody, swear is also it means nothing. It means nothing. So if you suspect Eliezer will do something that it's not what you wish to have for Yitzchak, so why you think you gonna trust him because of his words? Nevertheless, the Torah says Eliezer swore. Then the Torah continues. Says the Torah says, before Yaakov Avinu died, he calls Yosef. He says, "Swear to me, you take my body to Israel." The Torah emphasizes Yosef's word. The Gemara tells us, the Midrash tells us, that when Yosef came out of jail, he knew 71 languages, and Paul knew only 70. And Paro asked Yosef, swear to me that you will never tell the secret that you know more languages than me. Because in Egypt was the rule, whoever knows more languages, he's going to be the president of Egypt. Beit HaMikdash, says the Gemara, was destroyed because of a swear. Says the Gemara the following, that after Yimach Shimon Nebuchadnezzar came to Eretz Israel, he took Yehoyachin, that was the king, and most of the Chachamim, he took them to Iraq, to Babel, and he put Yehoyachin in jail over there, in Iraq. At the same time, he met Yehoyachin's brother, his real name was Matanya, and Nebuchadnezzar Mashmo asked him, what's your name? He says, my name is Sidkiyahu. So Nebuchadnezzar said, oh, I like you very much. I'm going to make you a king. I take your brother put your brother in jail, and I'll make you the king. But before I make you the king, I want you to swear to me that you'll never rebel against me. So of course Sidkiyahu swore that he's not going to rebel against Nebuchadnezzar or Marshimo. And then he started to rule Eretz Israel. Everything was peaceful, quiet. One day, Zedekiah was very close to this Yimach Shimon Nebuchadnezzar. And of course, Nebuchadnezzar ruled the world at the time. He used to ride on a lion on the street. This was Alexis. And have as a scarf a snake. Everybody was so afraid of him, the Gemara says, when his neshama, so-called, came to Gehenom, there was a demonstration in Gehenom of all the Neshamot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't want him over there. He's going to bother them in Gehenom. That's how powerful the guy was. By the way, if you remember, he was the son of Shlomo from Queen Sheba. So, says the Gemara, that one day Nezidkiyahu went to visit Nebuchadnezzar, and he opened the door. He sees Nebuchadnezzar is eating a live rabbit, what you call it in America, sushi. Live rabbit. Nebuchadnezzar was astonished that he caught him eating the rabbit. And he told him, I want you to swear to me you'll never tell this to anybody, that you saw me eating a live rabbit. Says the Gemara, that one day was like a meeting, like a congress of head of states in the Middle East. And Tzidkiyahu came to that meeting. And that meeting were Machshumam, the kings of Ammon and Moab, and others on Israel. But in the middle of the meeting, they told Tzidkiyahu that they would like him to be like the leader of all the countries. Especially the Gemara says that Tzidkiyahu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gave him a special eyes. He was able to see in the dark, and some Chachamim said he was able to see through walls. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in generations that passed, he wanted to show the world certain things, that people should realize how great is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the people used to be astonished from the eyes of Tzidkiyahu. Astonished. Says the Gemara, in that meeting, the nations, the head of the states, they told Tzidkiyahu, we would like you to be the leader of the world. He was smart, he was a big tzaddik. The Gemara said he died with no sins. Sinless. Of course, he has some kind of test with the Navi, but his name was Tzidkiyahu, sinless. In the middle of the meeting, he tells them, you know, you're right, I deserve to be the leader, not Nebuchadnezzar, because once I went inside his room and I saw he's eating a live rabbit. The same moment he said it, the king of Ammon texted right away to Nebuchadnezzar and said, what? How was the sushi? Nebuchadnezzar was very upset, came to Yerushalayim with a big army. Of course, I'm Israel at the time. They said that already the 10 tribes weren't there anymore. They were behind Sambatyon. And a lot of Am Israel, Mordechai, a lot of Am Israel already, they were in Iraq. So the Chachamim, they were left in Yerushalayim, says the Gemara, they ran outside. And they bowed down to Nebuchadnezzar and Machshimu, asking, what happened? Why are you coming? He said, well, I said, I know the Torah. In the Torah it says, there's this Parashat Nedarim. There's a section that talks about a promise, about a swear, about a promise. And that meant to Tzidkiyahu, your king, he promised me something and he swore. And it says over there that to break the promise, you need Chachamim. You are the ones that probably you broke it. Says the Gemara, he took the Chachamim, he tied them to the tails of the horses, dragged them around Yerushalayim, killed all of them. Then he started the siege on Yerushalayim completely and destroyed Yerushalayim. So again, when you read the Tanakh, it was not the perfect Yerushalayim, excuse me, what Yerushalayim should be, but nevertheless, the thing that destroyed Beit HaMikdash, destroyed Yerushalayim, millions of people were killed. Yimach Shmo Nebuzaradan came, and he killed millions of people, Kohanim and people, Levim, killed, is because that Tzidkiyahu did not keep the promise. And so somebody is going to ask you, what happened? Tzidkiyahu was beloved by Nebuchadnezzar and Machshimo. Everything was quiet, fine. And so what happened? You read the Tanakh, all of a sudden it's coming. And so why is it coming? Because Tzidkiyahu broke his promise. This is, of course, everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it this way. And because of breaking a promise, Yerushalayim was destroyed. This is what's so important about it, that you cannot keep that you have to keep a promise. And this week's parasha, the first mitzvah is Bikurim. So a person comes to the Kohen, he says, Ne'eveti mirshit kol pri adamah. He says, here I bring the first fruit to the Kohen in Yerushalayim. And we say, we are in the land here. I came here to the land. Asher nishbata l'avotenu latet lanu. He says, you swore to Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov to give us Eretz Israel. The question is again, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to swear? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us something is not enough, he has to swear it. And we emphasize, L'ma'an yirbu yamechem v'yimei v'nechem, we say in Shema Yisrael, Ala adama asher nishba, Hashem la'avotechem latet lahem kimei ha'shamayim al haaretz. So we say Shema Yisrael, the Torah says, you're going to live long life on the land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore to our fathers, means Abraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, latet lahem, to give them this land. This is again, we emphasize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu swore. This is what's so important about it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to swear about it. Says the Gemara Yerushalmi, you know, it goes on the Gemara, that the Gemara says that actually HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah, that really did not mean that we should blow so many sounds with the shofar. But says the Gemara, what is the reason that we really blow so many sounds? Says the Gemara, le'arbev et ha-satan. It says that the prosecutor is going to be confused. So Rashi gives one explanation. Excuse me. He says he will see that we love the mitzvot. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to blow a shofar. You keep blowing and blowing and blowing. You see, keep blowing and blowing and blowing, it means the prosecutor is going to get confused. Why? Because we love to do mitzvot. So, the person loves to do mitzvot, but Chas v'Shalom, he also did something that he should not have done. He did some sins. So the prosecutor will get confused. And why are you confused? Because they blow so much. So what if they blow so much? It shows that they love a mitzvah of shofar. So, then the shofar. But still, you look on the balance sheet, it says that person also did some things should not have done. Should not be done. He did it. He says, so you can get confused because you do a mitzvah? Come to Tosfot, and says, Yerushalmi, the Gemara Yerushalmi says, is he going to get confused? You know, because he thinks Mashiach is going to come. Mashiach is going to come. Why come this is going to come now? We have to wait for Mashiach every day, not only in Rosh Hashanah. And just because we blow the shofar, Mashiach is going to come on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara tells us the following. The Gemara says that before Kadosh Baruch Hu lets a neshama come down to earth, Kadosh Baruch Hu calls up the neshama and tells the neshama like this: swear to me that you're going to be tzaddik. Other than that, if the neshama doesn't swear, it doesn't come down. Says the Gemara, Kadosh Baruch Hu talks to the neshama and made sure before he sent the neshama down, the neshama swore to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It says, why does Kadosh Baruch Hu need to swear the neshama? So the Gemara says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually, when he created the universe, he decided that he wants to dwell here on the universe. It says, even though that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Meloch Ol Haaretz Kvodo is all over, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose earth as a permanent resident. That's what he chose. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Am Yisrael to do in Mishkan. That's really what Beit HaMikdash was all about. That not HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also over here. His permanent residency is here. Ikar Shechina B'Tachtonim, says the Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the angels upstairs, I'm sorry, I'm going to be upstairs in my palace, but you should know, I love to be downstairs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not dwell and stay with wicked people. And therefore, before and neshama comes down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the neshama swear that she'll not do a sin, she'll be a tzaddik. Well, actually, what it means is that if Chas v'Shalom, somebody does something they're not supposed to do, that besides that the sin, Chas v'Shalom, that the person Chas v'Shalom does, if he does, it says he betrays HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he cancels the swear, the promise. Therefore, the Gemara says, Chachamim say, and then the Gemara says, you know, how is it possible? It says, bring a person to court in time of the Gemara, and they used to tell the person, well, you're being indicted for certain things, you're going to be blamed by certain things, we want you to go to the Torah, put your hand in the Torah and swear. Well, what you are to blame for? You're blamed for because they said, let's say you stole money. You stole money from somebody. So there's not enough proofs. So if you don't have proofs, not witnesses, they make him swear. Well, somebody was watching something and he said, I don't have it, I lost it. Somebody gave you to watch something, you lost it. Or other things that the kind of argument says the Torah, you have to go to the Torah, you have to put your hand and swear on the Torah. Come Chachamim and says, excuse me, you suspect this guy is a thief. To steal from somebody, it says in the Torah, lo tigzol, lo tigrov. It says in the Torah. It's one of the mitzvot that we have is you can't steal. It's also one of the mitzvot is you cannot swear in Hashem's name for liar for nothing. So if this guy is a thief, you suspect him as a thief, you go ask him, go put your hand on the Torah and swear. Says the Gemara, if he's not afraid of stealing, he's not afraid of swearing. It's the same thing. What does it make? Says the Gemara, no. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Ten Commandments, command number 3 was, Lo tisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha lashav. Hashem said, don't swear with my name to a lie or for nothing. Says the Gemara, earth was shaking. Since then, says the Gemara, in time of the Gemara, whoever had to come to court and put his hand on the Torah, used to shake, and he said, well, I'm not swearing. So why not swearing? Say that you didn't steal it. I'm not a thief, but I'm not going to swear. He says, why? Because the neshama of a person will never let him swear. Why will never let him swear? Because this world is standing on swear. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, before he lets the neshama down, he makes sure that the neshama will swear upstairs, that neshama will never sin over here. This is the Gemara, they make the neshama swear, I'm going to be tzaddik downstairs. And that swear, so the world is standing on the swear. So therefore, says the Gemara, the third command in Ten Commandments was, Hashem said, don't swear for a lie. He says, what do you mean, don't swear for a lie? He says, well, because the world is standing on it. Would not be any person here, no live person would be here if he would not have sworn first before he came here. So the whole concept of this world, the foundation of this world, is swearing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm going to be tzaddik. So actually, that's what it means. If Chas v'Shalom, somebody doesn't behave and does something he should not have done, it's not the problem that he did something he should not have done. The problem is he broke the swear. That's the problem. You promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu something before you came down. It means you don't die. Not just think somebody died. No. So, your visa was taken away from you. It says you had over here a visa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person a visa that the person can stay here. It says the only reason, the condition for the visa is that you swore upstairs you can behave. Now, if you don't behave, so the visa is finished. Says it's no more visa. It's not, the person died. They didn't die. Says Hashem took away the neshama. The only reason a person is alive because Hashem injected the neshama. But Hashem injected the neshama because the neshama promised to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the neshama is going to be good. Now if you're not good, it's not a punishment. It's automatically. Hashem has to come back upstairs because you did not fulfill the promise, the swear that you did. That is how the world is standing on it. And therefore now we can understand through the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu writes in the Torah those things about swearing. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself swears, the Eliezer swears to Abraham Avinu, Yaakov swears to Yosef, Yosef swears to Yaakov. It says, you see, the concept of swear is something very important because the world stands on it. And the person will be scared, Chas v'Shalom, not to keep the promise, because that means if he doesn't keep that promise, of course he will not keep the original promise that Neshama promised upstairs, because you don't care about the promise, you don't care about the swear. And therefore, really, that's what it means when the Gemara says that the Hamikdash was destroyed, the straw that broke the camel's back that Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed Beit HaMikdash was because Zedekiah broke his swear. It says his swear is so important, and the validation of a swear of a promise is so important because the world stands on it. If you promise not to tell that Nebuchadnezzar Mashmo, he ate a live rabbit, you cannot, I cancel it. I can't do it. He told Chachamim, you cancel this nether for this guy? What do you mean? Why are you canceling? It's not so simple to cancel. It's not so simple to cancel. Because the world, the truth, and the foundation of this world stands on the promise of the Neshama. Come to Gemara and said, you should know, that's really what happened in Gan Eden. When Adam HaRishon ate from the tree in Gan Eden, the sin is not that he ate from the tree. That's nothing. The world doesn't care less. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is afraid he's going to, Adam HaRishon would have eaten from the tree, he would have made a fence around the tree. He wouldn't tell him about the tree, he would hide the tree. The test was, if you're going to go against the promise that you promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the neshama of Adam HaRishon, his soul before HaKadosh Baruch Hu released his soul downstairs, that soul contained inside itself all the souls of all Amis, of all the people in the world that will be born later. That's some promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu I will never sin. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, go down, to the neshama, go down, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this neshama swearing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he will not sin. I said, when Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, he's not eating from the tree. He betrayed the swear. He betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu that actually the neshama promised. That thing really happened on Rosh Hashanah. This is really the secret of Rosh Hashanah. Ezra and Nehemiah, you know, there's a machloket among the Chachamim, what to do on Rosh Hashanah. Some Chachamim said, the Gaonim 900 years ago, they said, Rosh Hashanah, you should do Ta'anit, you should fast on Rosh Hashanah. Some Chachamim said, you have to cry the whole day on Rosh Hashanah. In the Tanakh, we find Ezra and Nehemiah, when they opened Beit HaMikdash with Rosh Hashanah, and Am Yisrael heard a speech from Ezra, they started to cry. And Ezra and Nehemiah told them, it's not time to cry. Now it's time of Jubilee. It's time, Chedvat Hashem imauzchem. Go home, eat good food, drink good drink, send Mishloach Malot. It's a happy day, Rosh Hashanah. Happy day, Rosh Hashanah. It's the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decides what is going to be with the person. Whatever is going to happen during the year was decided in the previous Rosh Hashanah. Ezra and Nehemiah tell Israel, listen, go home, enjoy. What do you mean, enjoy? This is a very serious day. It's called Rosh Hashanah. And says, no, let me explain to you what Rosh Hashanah is. Rosh Hashanah is the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu injected the Neshama in mankind. Before he injected it, he told the Neshama, swear to me, be tzaddik. On Rosh Hashanah, it was the first Friday, Adam HaRishon betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so-called canceled, broke the promise that he promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see if we can do the same thing. It means like this. Rosh Hashanah is a new start. Says the Gemara that actually in all the sacrifices that we find in Parashat Pinchas, the Torah conciled all the sacrifices. Torah says, you sacrifice on Pesach, you sacrifice on Sukkot, you sacrifice on Shavuot, you sacrifice on Rosh Chodesh, you sacrifice on Yom Kippur. On Rosh Hashanah, the Torah doesn't say the word sacrifice. And Torah talks about the sacrifices on Rosh Hashanah. The Torah says, Va'asitem, you should do, not you should sacrifice. Comes the Gemara Yerushalmi and says, you know what it means. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Rosh Hashanah gives a person a chance. Rosh Hashanah, it means a new start. What it means is like this. On Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to check if what we swore to him when he injected the original Neshama in us, we want to do a new start, and from now on, just to keep that swear. That's what it means. It means day of judgment means like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes upstairs, and he sits on his chair, and he checks, what did you do? You did this, you did this, you did this. So, what does it mean? What does it mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see? He says, he wants to know if you kept the promise, the original promise that he injected before we were born. And those things that a person does, if they are good things, it means that he kept the promise. The thing is, Chas Shalom, he did not do right, it means he broke the promise. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, Shulchan Aruch says, you know, you get dressed up very nicely, you come to Beit HaKnesset, you shave, you dress nicely, he says, I'm sure I'm going to win. Says the Gemara, no, a Jew comes to Rosh Hashanah, he sits down at the table, he's eating, he's shaved, what's such a happy day? What do you think? It's a judgment. Chas Shalom, you're not going to make it. The Gemara says, no, the person thinks, I'm going to make it next year. So why do you think you're going to make it? Because as the Gemara of Yerushalmi, Rosh Hashanah is a new start. A new start means that you go back 5,771 years ago, and you said the original swear that my great-grandfather Adam Rishon did not keep, I'm going to keep. Says the Gemara, Va'asitem Ola, on Rosh Hashanah, the Torah says, you do the sacrifice. You don't say, you sacrifice the sacrifice. You say, Va'asitem, Na'asetem Kibriya Chadasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make you like a new person. What do you mean, new person, Rosh Hashanah? Yeah, because Rosh Hashanah is the time that you tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a new start, it means, I swear to you, says the Rambam in Chot Shuvah. That's what it means, Teshuvah. Teshuvah means you promise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll never do it again. You'll never do it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at you and says, aha, okay, I got you. What does it mean, I got you? It says, I'm going to keep the original promise of my neshama that originally promised to you is going to be tzaddik. So it's not a day of judgment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges universe and he says, what did you do? I'm going to punish you. No, it's the opposite. It's a privilege. It's a chance from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gives a person Rosh Hashanah. The only thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks if that person is for real. If that person really means what he says. He says, okay, it's a new start. What do you mean it's a new start? It means I have to keep all the mitzvot. It means I will never do something to betray my promise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at us in Rosh Hashanah. That's what the Gemara says. Rosh Hashanah, Avinu Fanav Tivnei Maron, says the Gemara says, people walk in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like sheep, and HaKadosh checks them. He checks the files. The Gemara, no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu checks the people. What do you mean to check the people? What do you have to check the people? If you check the file. If the man is positive or negative. No. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't check the file. The file is only to see if he fulfilled the promise. If he fulfilled the promise, okay, no problem. But if he didn't fulfill the promise, Rosh Hashanah is a new start. It's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us as a present, that we're going to recreate like a new swear, as it's coming back to the day of our birth, before we came to this world, that our neshama promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu something, and if Chas Shalom a person did not keep it, here comes the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what? Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the day that Adam HaRishon was created, and his neshama promised to be tzaddik. On the same day, he betrayed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ate from the tree. And he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, every Rosh Hashanah, wants to give a new start to the world. What really happened at Rosh Hashanah? And the reason for HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the neshama of Adam HaRishon swearing to him, and why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does it to every neshama, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to dwell here, and he will not dwell with sinners. This is the sins sends HaKadosh Baruch Hu up. And that's what happened Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gemara, after Adam HaRishon ate from the tree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked himself up. And he said, okay, I don't dwell over here. I go upstairs. I can't stay here. The Gemara says, when Menashe put the statue in Bet HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left. Until then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Bet HaMikdash. Actually, that's what Bet HaMikdash is all about. The Bet HaMikdash that we want, Bet HaMikdash, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to dwell here. It's not Bet HaMikdash, it means he's not exactly here. We talk to him, but he's not on the ground. On the ground means, that's what happened when Shlomo built Bet HaMikdash. And Avi says, the Kohanim could not enter Bet HaMikdash because there's a smoke, was a cloud inside Bet HaMikdash. It means the Shekhinah came, Hashem came. As it happened in the desert. And Moshe opened up the Mishkan. He says, they saw a fire coming down. And he says, we saw a cloud. He says, Hashem is here. So actually what it means is if somebody does not behave, it means he betrayed the swear. He betrayed the swear, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes back. Rosh Hashanah was the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu came down. He came down on the universe. Adam HaRishon betrayed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted himself up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvah of shofar. Says the Rambam, that's the mitzvah of shofar. The mitzvah of shofar is to shake our heart. The Gemara says, like thunders, an earthquake, is to shake the person that he should come back to himself. Says the Gemara, this is really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the mitzvah of shofar. Mitzvah of shofar, says the Gemara, is going to confuse the prosecutor. How is it going to confuse him? Says Rashi, he sees we blow the shofar, blow the shofar. So, it means we love to do mitzvot. What does that mean? Love to do mitzvot? It says because the shofar, mitzvah is, says the Rambam, is to wake a person up. Uru yishinim mishnatchem. It says, shofar has to do something to your heart. What is going to do to your heart? It's going to make your heart agree to keep the promise, the swear, that originally the neshama swore to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the neshama came down to earth. What it means is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to dwell over there. That's what the Gemara says, Yerushalmi said, the prosecutor Satan thinks Mashiach is coming. What do you mean Mashiach is coming? Mashiach is coming means Bet HaMikdash. Mashiach is coming means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will dwell here. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu will dwell here? He will dwell here because if he keeps the original promise, this is going to dwell here. That's exactly what happened on the first Rosh Hashanah. And that, the Gemara says, happened every Rosh Hashanah. And that's what Ezra and Nehemiah tell the people. Listen, go home, go drink, go eat, go drink. It says, Chedvat Hashem imauschem. It says, be happy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means keep the original promise that you promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So maybe the last few years he did not behave, but here you have another chance. There's no reason to cry. And some Chachamim, Arik, on the Vilna says, you're not allowed to cry in Rosh Hashanah. Some Chachamim said, you're not allowed to fast in Rosh Hashanah, to Ta'anit in Rosh Hashanah. It's really a happy day. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you a new chance. That's the biggest thing that can happen to a person. It says, you're going to become like a new entity. It says, Vasitem, Ola Lashem. It says, the Gemara Yerushalmi, that a person has to believe. So that's what it means. Before Rosh Hashanah, it says, Erev Rosh Hashanah, it is a custom to break the Nedarim, to break the promises. It says, what does it mean? It means if I did something, if I promised I didn't keep it, now I'm going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu I'm going to keep everything. So if I did something I don't remember, I didn't keep, first of all, I want to get rid of all those promises that I didn't keep. So therefore, our minhag is before Rosh Hashanah, we do Atarat Nedarim, Afarat Nedarim, that's how important it is, because the world stands of a promise that a person has to keep. It's not just, you know, I cancel my Nedarim. He said, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu before Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to cancel all my promises. And I'm going to tell you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how important it is for me, a promise. Because I know that the reason why I'm here is because I promised you. It's not I'm here because HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted me life. Before I came down here, I promised you something. I want to keep the promise. He says, that's what the Gemara says, the world was shaking when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the third commandment, don't swear for a lie. It says, because the world stands on that swear. It says, we no human being here unless they swear first. And Rosh Hashanah came Chachamim. And it says, what are you going to do, Rosh Hashanah? I said, Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm going to behave. And that's why I'm so sure of myself that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant me another year. It says, but before that, you have to make sure that all the promises that you made, on this, if you swear anything before Rosh Hashanah, make sure that everything is settled down. That because if not, it means you're a liar. You can say, next year I'm going to promise, I'm going to keep all the promises. I'm going to be a very good boy. He says, listen, last year you promised a lot of things, you didn't do it. So that's why we cancel everything. How important it is, came Chachamim, and told us to do it before Yom Kippur as well. As the Gemara says, Yom Kippur is for the Benonim, for people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not decide if they're going to keep the promise. So before Yom Kippur, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first thing that Yom Kippur starts, it says, Kol Nidre, it says, if you have any neder, any shua, any swear, any promise, we're going to cancel it. It says, because we want to keep what we say. It says, that's what the Gemara says. This is how the shofar is so important, our Rosh Hashanah is so important, it's not Iskad Yom HaDin that you have to be shaken up and you say, cry and do ta'anit. Well, some Chachamim said, well, some people don't get the message. So for those people who don't get the message, Chachamim say, you better do ta'anit and you cry on Rosh Hashanah. It's not so simple for you. But the Rosh Hashanah was originated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a new start, not as a day of judgment. That's why it doesn't say in the Torah anything about Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't call, it's not called Rosh Hashanah in the Torah. And it doesn't say in the Torah it's Yom Hadin's day of judgment. It doesn't say nothing. It says Yom Tu'ah Yalachem, it's the sound of the shofar. Because that's the job of the shofar, to shake the person, and the person should come to this decision on Rosh Hashanah that he's going to keep the promise. Not the promise that he's going to promise today on Rosh Hashanah, what he kept, what he promised before his neshama came. And that's what happened on Rosh Hashanah, that Shavua, that thing was cancelled. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a chance to correct it every year. So that's what Chachamim say, this is our minhag on Rosh Hashanah, to get dressed nicely, to shave, to come to Beit HaKnesset, to eat the meal. It says, what is this? It says, it's a holiday for me. It's a chag for me that the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me the chance. However, we don't say this is the Gemara because some people will not make it. But they not make it not because they're going to die. Because their visa is going to be expired because they didn't keep the promise. If a person really in his heart will keep his promise, never can happen to him anything during the year. That's how Chachamim say that the person has to prepare himself for Rosh Hashanah. The slichot that we say before Rosh Hashanah, Chodesh Elul, Chodesh HaTeshuvah, it says Teshuvah. It says, what is Teshuvah and what? I said, of course, the person thinks Teshuvah means I did the sin. No. The Teshuvah has to do that, you know, I promised I'm going to be a good boy, and I don't think I was 100%. So it means I betrayed the Teshuvah, and the world stands on the Teshuvah. Let's call it Teshuvah Shelema. As on the Teshuvah Shelema Lefanecha, it means I have to go all the way back. Before I was born, that my Neshama promised to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Tzadik, I did something, I wasn't Tzadik. Rosh Hashanah is the time that I should start again, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us a chance to repair and correct our promise and our grandfather promise, and that's what the Torah is full of. That after Kadosh Baruch Hu swears that he's giving us the land, it says the Kadosh Baruch Hu swears that he's not going to be Mabul. It says the Kadosh Baruch Hu swore to Abraham Avinu that after Akedat Yitzchak, which means like this, a person has to know Hashem acts and he teaches us how important it is to keep the promise. And that's really what David HaMelech says in Tehilim, Nishbati Vakayema Lishmo Mishpetei Tzidkecha. David HaMelech says in Tehilim, I swore, I'm going to swear, I'm swearing that I'm going to keep the mitzvot. So why do you have to swear? You don't have to swear? He says, no. He refers, of course he does it again, but he refers to the original swear before his neshama came down. The neshama swore to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, I'm going to swear again, that I'm going to keep the original promise, original swear that I promised HaKadosh Baruch Hu before I came downstairs. So Rosh Hashanah, it's time to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I keep the promise, the swear that I did to you before I came down. And let's new start, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send us Shana Tovah U'Metukah.